Garrett, congratulations. When you met with the Broncos, it sounded like, in talking to you briefly last night, that you had a good feeling this was going to happen. What about that meeting, maybe even taking from the combine to that meeting here, that made you think it was going to happen for you here in Denver?
They were looking for offensive tackles, so when I went in there, I just wanted to sell myself and let them know that I could play football. Meeting with Mr. Elway, he's a great man, and, you know, he's a man of his word. And when he told me last week when I was visiting here, he told me he would see me next Thursday, and it sort of just hit me. But when they called, when I got that phone call and I talked to him, man, it was just a dream come true. And I'm just so grateful and honored to be a part of this great organization and such a winning tradition. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it and continue to have that legacy.
Garrett, you've made your son a star overall. Just curious, 10, 15 years from now, what do you want to tell him about all these moments and moving forward?
I just want to be a great father. That's where it comes down to. And so I want my son to know that I'm a hard worker and that I put my family first in everything I do. And I want to know that I'm going to strive to do whatever it takes, make sure that I provide for them. But he's going to look back on this amazing journey that he gets to go through with his father and my wonderful wife, Natalie, that raises him to be a good man. So whatever he does, if it's football, awesome. If he can be in the shoes that I am, then awesome. But whatever he wants to do, I'm just going to be a proud father and continue to lead him in the right direction.
Garrett, you mentioned that phone call. How emotional was that for you? And at the same time, did you actually say I love you to John Elway?
Man, I'm the big teddy bear off the field, so I definitely love Mr. Elway. You know, he took a chance on me when a lot of teams passed me up, and, you know, he believed in me, and all I needed was one team to fall in love with me, and that's exactly what the Denver Broncos organization did. They fell in love with me, and that's what it took. And I'm, like I said, I did say I love you because I appreciate what he did. You know, he could have chose a lot of other people, but he chose me to come in and to make a big impact with this great organization, and that's what I plan on doing. And I told him, you know what, I'm not going to let him down and work my butt off to get what he wants out of me, and that's a promise.
Garrett, congratulations. In what specific areas of your game do you want to get better and know you have to get better in at the next level?
Definitely my pass protection. That's something that I need to get better in. I'm planning on getting better. You know, I came to the great spot against Von Miller, which is going to help me become a better football player. And I'm going to help him become a better football player. And, you know, he reached out to me last night and just said, congratulations, can't wait for you to be a part of the team. So I'm excited to work with him and just have him teach me whatever it takes to be a better offensive tackle in this game.
I think other than Mr. Elway, I heard you say that word love like 100 times last night. When did you become such a lover?
I've always been a lover, man, but my mom, my beautiful wife, man, they taught me how to love. Because, you know, we believe in a God that second chances, and that's what he did. He shows people and he loves people. And so I just want to be a great example of him and just continue to strive so that my family understands that's the most important thing is our faith.
You talked about your mission trip in the Springs and what that did to you. Can you describe that process and ultimately when the shift happened where you're saying, okay, this is going to be new Garrett?
Oh, man, you know, mission's awesome, man. It just teaches you obedience and how to follow strict rules, and that's what it takes to be in this league is you got to follow strict rules. You got to make sure you're eating right, working out right, practicing hard, watching film, and doing everything, little thing like that. And that's how it is in the mission. You wake up at 6:30, you go to bed by 10:30, and you're with your companion 24 hours of the day working together as one to find those people that are lost or whatever they need in. So it was just a great honor to be in such a wonderful state of Colorado and serve the people here. And that's what I'm continuing to do is serve the people here and make you all proud. We have the greatest fans in the country, in my opinion, here in the Broncos country. So I'm just so beyond blessed to be here and to be here for a really long time. You know, I was here earlier in my mission, but now I'm here for a long time. I plan on being here.
Garrett, John talked about last night you bring a certain mentality to the position. How would you describe your mentality? And is it kind of you play in a violent fashion that seems to jump on tape?
If you watch the Hogs and the Washington Redskins back in the day, those were guys were mean machines, and that's what it takes to be an offensive lineman. You want to be like those guys. And that's what Mr. Elway teaches is he wants tough guys that come in here and get the job done and hold up front. And that's where it starts, is in the trenches. And we have a great group of guys here. You know, there's a lot of great talent here. And I'm just excited to work with them. You know, it's not just me that's going to come in and make an impact. It's all five of us working together as one to get what we need to do to go win another Super Bowl, because that's what we plan on doing here.
Garrett, last night you talked about the pressure of being a first-round pick. Can you also talk about the pressure of just being an offensive lineman where you can block a guy 50 straight times, but then he beats you twice, and all of a sudden it's like you didn't have a good game?
Oh, man. You know what? They may beat me twice, but I'm going to get them five times, and those five times are going to count. So I'm just very grateful, man. This is such an honor to be here. Grateful game. But, you know, you just got to continue to learn from those mistakes. You know, you're not always going to be the player that you want to be every single day. But, you know, I have the heart, what it takes to be that player, to be a really good player. So I'm just going to continue to work with my coaches and do everything I can. You know, the mistakes are going to happen in the game. But I'm the type of person that when adversity hits, it may knock me down, but I'm always going to get that person to get back up and continue to do it to make myself better.
Garrett, John and Vance both said last night they had talked to you about penalties from a football perspective. What do you think people try to goad you on the field, and what do you need to do to sort of advance that part of your game?
Say that one more time.
Do you think people try to goad you into penalties while you're playing, and how can you address those things moving forward?
I'm just an aggressive person, man. I just go to the whistle. That's how I was taught as a little kid. You know, me, Mr. Elway, and Coach Davidson, we all talked about that. You know, we need to calm down that a little bit. But, you know, he's going to let me loose and do what I know I can do. And, you know, when he wants to pull me back, he's going to pull me back. But I came in here and I made a promise to him that I'm going to come up and don't get pushed around up front. I'm going to make sure I push those guys around so that we can win games and get to where we need to be, like we were a couple years ago winning the Super Bowl. So I'm just going to be that nasty prick that those guys like up front and just continue to move forward and knock dudes in the dirt.
Yeah, Garrett, besides Von Miller, any other teammates you heard from or messages you can share?
Garcia, he just reached out to me and just said, welcome to the family. So I'm just really grateful, man. There's going to be some other guys that are going to reach into me, but those are the two guys that stood out to me. Von sent me a text and talked to me and just said, I'm grateful for you to be here. You're going to help us up front and make an impact. And so, you know, that's a leader. He's a leader here. And so I need to follow that guy and get with him early and understand, you know, the ropes and what the things that I need to do to survive in this league. And, you know, he's a great mentor for me. I'm excited to become a friend with him.
Garrett, I know you didn't play with him directly, but Devontae Booker, obviously being a Ute, did you know him and was there a relationship there? And what do you think about this Broncos, the Ute? You know,
I love Devontae, man. Over the, you know, the last couple year or so that, you know, it was getting into Utah, watched him, and we talked. We text each other. He actually reached out to me, too, as a friend. He's excited for me to block for him. So, but he's a heck of a football player, man. And just like Mr. Airway only brings good football players here. So, you know, I'm excited to work with him and block for him. You know, at Utah, he was a great running back, and, you know, he's going to continue to do his thing.
You were the first O lineman off the board. What does that mean to you, and does that – anything, any kind of legacy you think you have to live up to because you were the first guy?
I just got to be myself, man. You know, I can't let the pressures – I can't get too high with the highs or too low with the lows. I just got to be consistent. And you just sort of – you know, it's football. At the end of the day, it's football. It's a job, and this is the greatest job that I could ever even ask for, man. It's not even a real job. I'm playing a game with a bunch of men. It's a kid's game. So it's awesome. The best job in the whole wide world. I couldn't ask for a better job, and – I'm just excited to play this and play for a very long time.
Garrett, given your age and family situation, you're not the average rookie. How do you think that will benefit you in your first year?
Matured. I'm being matured. You know, I don't mess around, man. I'm a husband. I'm a father. You know, you don't have to worry about me on the off-field issues or, you know, I take care of business on and off the field. And you're going to see that when I come in here. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to be the first one here and the last one off the field and everything that I do because that's the type of player I am. That's how I was at Utah. That's how I was at Snow College, and that's what got me here. And it's going to continue to get me to where I need to reach my dreams of being, you know, a really good tackle in this league.
Garrett, when we talked before the combine, you had been working out with Zane Beatles, and I wonder if you've talked to him during this process. And secondly, in looking at all of your games, you play the game as if you're a defensive player. Have you ever been told that you approach the game like you're on defense? Is that an accurate description?
Well, I played defensive line in high school, so it brings that edge of, so I sort of know what they're doing, which I think that's what makes me a good, an amazing tackle to play in this league for a really long time. And so just because, you know, as a defense, you want to attack a person, as offense, you want to attack that guy. So it just really helped me craft my game, and it's just going to continue as I study guys like Von Miller, and he's working with me. He's just going to make me that much better of a tackle in this game and continue to take my game to a whole nother level. Yeah, I mean, me and Zane are good friends. You know, we talk to each other. You know, he's at another great organization. Him and Joe Staley are guys I'm going to always reach out because we have the same agency. So they're going to be friends where I'm struggling and I need something to talk to. They've been here. They've done it. There's something I can always reach out to because they're really good friends.
Garrett, when was the reality moment for you that you're in the NFL? Was it the call from John Elway? Was it walking in this building? Or do you think it'll take until you're on the field with the Broncos?
No, it hit me when the minute I walked on that red carpet and realized I was going to the green room. I was sat there and I was just waiting. It was getting anxious. And now I got the 702 area code number calling me with Denver, Colorado. And I was just like, man, I just started crying, man. My emotions came out of me. Like I said, I'm a big teddy bear, so you're going to hear me cry a lot. It's a dream come true, man. You only get to do this once in a life, one time, and you want to make the best out of it because, you know, NFL stands for not for long, so you want to do everything you can possible to take care of your family and do everything you can to play for a really long time and stay healthy, and that's what I plan on doing, man. I don't worry about anything except just being a great teammate, being a leader on and off the field so guys can look up to, and getting with the vets and doing everything I can to make my teammates better and have them make me better.
Garrett, if the Freemans had not reached out for you, would you be standing here today?
Absolutely not. They're here with me today, and I love them dearly. I get emotional when I talk about that family because they mean the world to me. You know, years ago when they picked me up off the streets in August of 2011, it was the best thing ever happened to me. I realized what a family and how love is and how a structured family is, how I want to raise my son and how I want my wife to raise my son also. And so they're great parents. They always will be my parents. I reach out to them all the time. They're going to be here with me whenever I need them. They're only going to be 8 hours away, so anytime I need something, they're going to be here for me, and they always will be for the rest of my life. They're just a safe place where I can call my mom and dad, and I love them dearly so much. I give them so much credit for me to reach my dreams, for me to stand in front of you all today.